Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to FactorOne.io to learn more. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Tara Jabari. Tara connects experts and entrepreneurs with digital solutions to grow their businesses with a focus on podcasting and social media strategies. She is going to share a biz tip about a safari. Tara, welcome to the show. Tell me your story.
Thank you for having me. So I am a full-time nomad. I was born and raised in Chicago, but I decided to, I work 100% remotely. I'm because social media and podcasting, you really just need a good internet connection and a nice laptop, and most often a cell phone, particularly the social media thing. So you don't need to be in an office. So I thought, why pay rent and pay instead to travel the world? And people were like, whoa. And I let my clients know about this stuff, but sometimes I don't tell them everything. So I wanted to share a story about how one time I let my clients know that I was in Nairobi, Kenya, and they knew I was in Kenya, but what they didn't know was that for Thursday till Sunday, so Thursday and Friday I was working, that I was going to be in Masai Mara for safari, and I had a work meeting Thursday night. And we had a meeting and they said, Tara, it's a little loud. I think your window is open. Couldn't you close it? And I was in the middle, like less than an hour away from Masai Mara. I was like, those are hyenas and lions. And I don't even know what else you're hearing. And I'm like, sure. And so I decided, I was like, what do I do? So I kind of put a blanket over me and I was like, is that better? And I just kind of like muffled as much as I could, get closer and closer to my laptop. Thankfully, my camera wasn't on. Sometimes I have to be on camera for my clients too. And I was ready to be like, oh, my reception's kind of bad. I should turn off my camera so I can hear you guys better. You know, I always have that ready for that too. And they're like, I guess it's a little better, but I got my work done and all that stuff. And when I came back to Nairobi and all sorts of stuff, and I got the project done, they're like, that's great. And all that. And, I said, how was your week? And I'm like, oh, great. I was in Masai Mara. Also, I'm sorry. That was why I was a little loud. I was in Masai Mara. And they're like, you were? And they were impressed more that I could still get work done and I still could make it to the meeting. And I usually work US hours. So it was during dinner time and my dinner was getting cold. And I said, no, I have to prioritize my work because that's what's paying for me to be able to come to safari. Everyone was saying come Thursday through Sunday. Most people come Friday night and they miss out on a couple of things. So, you know, that's why we came Thursday morning to see more. And I don't regret it. So I highly recommend, like, if you can travel and work, or at least, you know, you don't have to take all your travel days. If you have to be in the office, see if you can take those work from home days and still travel for those. It's often really worth it. So that's my story.
Tara, I want to be like you.
Thank you. Yeah, you can.
Yes, I can. And I'm grateful for that. I feel very lucky that I get to do this job.
Yeah.
So Tara, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I help a lot of organizations and businesses with their online presence. So with digital media, there's so many facets to it. And I have found my niche mostly focusing on social media marketing and podcasting. So when people have a podcast and they're looking for guests and they're overwhelmed, I help find them guests. Or if they want to get on podcasts because they have an expertise or a service and they don't know where to go, I help them get them on podcasts. And then for a lot of organizations to have that consistency online, to be known experts online. So yeah, that's what I do. And you can find me online at Tara_Jabari on X, formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram. You can find me on about.me/Tara Jabari. That has all of my online profiles, my WordPress and all sorts of stuff.
That's awesome. You're awesome. Well,
thank you. That,
well, it's the truth. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Tara Jabari, for coming on and sharing her story about a safari that she was with hyenas screaming to her customers.
Asante, as they say in Swahili. Thank you.
If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.